Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another fantastic edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I am just slightly more than your co-host today. I am Stephen Julian, moving in the chair from co-host to host for Mike Salmon, who's out today. And joining me as my co-host today is the irrepressible John Ray. John, how are you?
I'm wonderful. It's always good to be with you, Stephen.
It's fantastic. We got to do it a little while ago. We get to do it again. As long as they let us keep doing this every once in a while, keeps life interesting.
It does keep life interesting. I think Mike likes to stir it up a little bit. So
either that or he's lazy. One of the two.
But one of the two.
We won't comment on that. No. The other thing that's interesting, not just that you're here and we get to do this together, but I think we've got three very interesting and outstanding guests. Are you ready to meet them?
I'm ready to meet them. I'm glad to be here on a day like today.
Absolutely. So we have in the studio with us Jim Sachansky from Flex HR. We also have Rob Maffa from Earnest Sports. And we have Lenore Graham from Prosperitas Financial. We are going to start with Jim Sachansky from Flex HR. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy that you are here. Tell everybody, Flex HR, kind of an interesting name. I think everybody understands HR, human resources. Tell us about Flex HR and how you got started and what you guys do.
Wow. I'll do that in one sentence. I'll try anyway.
You can take two if you
want.
Well,
enjoy being here today. And Flex HR, been around 16 years now. I'm the founder. Been in HR all my life, corporate jobs. In the last 15 years, I did a lot of acquisitions and mergers. I stopped counting after 300 of them. And wound up seeing the same thing happening. I would take the buy price down sometimes by 50% because of the risk in the HR area of the company. A lot of the small companies I saw didn't have very good HR. In fact, they maybe even gave it to the accounting person to do and things of that nature. And you know, that does not bring value when you want to sell a company. And most owners have an exit strategy. So that's where we started. We brought small to mid-sized companies, VPs of HR, on a part-time basis. You kind of like leased a person, but anywhere between 4 hours to one of our clients take us 120 hours a month. It really depends on the size of the company and everything else. Very shortly, all of our clients said, take all of HR out of here. And so we outsource now the entire HR department. We call ourselves the outsourced HR department, really, to our clients. We do from payroll to managing all their people, onboarding them, departing them, and everything in between until they retire. And sometimes when they leave the company 10 years later, they're asking for a verification of employment. And we still do that. And then third division started 8 years ago, and that is recruiting, because our clients said, hey, how about recruiting for us and find an economical solution to do that? We do that, and I guess that's built into the name of our company. We're flexible. We basically build a customized package to every one of our clients based on their needs, not how it fits in our model.
And because of the now three divisions, you really can help from recruiting all the way through they leave for another job.
Correct.
The company grew out of this kind of personal mission, if I can call it that, of you would go and buy these companies and be involved in mergers and acquisitions. And because HR was the reason for so much loss of value in the company, I guess the question I want to ask is, it seems to me it's almost a philosophical difference where people view HR as something that has to be done, and you see HR, you saw HR, and Flex HR shows the value of HR to a company. Is that a fair statement to make, and anything you want to correct me on or add to?
Well, that's an extremely fair statement. I think the fluffy pillow HR organizations are somewhat leaving the organizations today to a point where it's a business decision to have good HR, because the human capital is the most expensive part of any company, and they really need to guide those people to the right way of living inside their company culture. Two, every owner is worried about productivity of people and how do I get 20 or 30% more out of my people with using the same costs, but yet making them better because we communicate better to them on how we all fit in a puzzle, and the piece part of each employee makes the whole puzzle. So we help guide a owner to that theory and that performance so that there is tremendous value at the time of exit.
So Jim, talk about what the right time to outsource HR is, and maybe the trade-off between having a in-house HR versus continuing to outsource. I mean, what's the trade-off there?
Well, the trade-off usually with small companies trying to bring HR in-house too early is, and a lot of owners have told me this, boy, I've tried bringing an HR manager on board. They didn't know much. So I went and brought in a VP of HR. And my gosh, that person did clerical work 85, 90% of the day. And what am I paying the prices for this job? Then I bring in a director, and now that person wants to bring in five people because they don't want to do the work. So it is a scalable problem in HR. And usually you just don't get the expertise you need literally with just a few employees. And why go hire somebody for a pretty expensive price when you don't need them all the time to worry about that strategic value? And of course, our back room is very economical to a point where what I would call the ash and trash stuff is done, and it's done out of sight and out of mind, but yet you could sleep at night, as a lot of our CEOs told us.
Now, something tells me you're a little bit more equipped as a fully large company that had done it for many years to keep up with what's going on in the industry and all the changes, and there are a lot of changes that go on in employment law and what have you, than that person that gets hired to do that because they've got their head down in that company. Is that a fair statement?
Extremely strong statement. I would say last year, over 150 different laws were put in place in the human resources area. We operate in all 50 states. We know all 50 states of law, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. And they're different in every state. And now there are not only state laws and regulations, but now there's county and city that you have to worry about as well. Trying to put a general handbook together when you have a company with one employee in every state isn't a task to take off the shelf. Oh, I found this. I'm just going to slap my name on it, and it works.
Right.
I found it on HR.com, some template, so I'm exactly. Sure it works. We're speaking with Jim Suchansky. He's the president and CEO of Flex HR. Jim, you've talked about just the scope of what you guys can do, but you also, in your first answer, you were talking about our clients came back to us and said, boy, it'd be great if you could do this, and it kind of the divisions grew out of the good work you were doing. So I wonder if most new clients usually start with a single project or start with one part. We just want to give you one part. So I guess my question is, a small to medium-sized business owner here in Gwinnett, because they're listening, or around the country because you can do all 50 states, where do most of them start with you? What are the first things they bring to them? What are your entry points that you want the listeners to be thinking about and go, ooh, I do need to call him?
Well, there's a few entry points that clients take us at the beginning of lifespan with them. First, it could be a brand new company starting up, and let's say it might be a European company that now hired a president and says, okay, we're going to have a U.S. division now, and they're going to hire 50 people down the road. And we hired our first one, but we need an employment agreement. We need benefits. We need all kinds of stuff, and we don't know what to do in the United States. And that's how we usually get introduced by from maybe the headhunter who found that person and said, hey, I know the person who'll just get you going on it. So we start up a brand new company, and we have actually worked pre-company when they were going for their first round, and we actually helped them get that round to assist them and then move on to the HR activities. Right now, we have a company starting up on January 1st, pre-funded. They're funded now, and 12 employees will start January 1. Other ways that we'll do it is if an owner is trying to figure out what to do with HR, sometimes we'll go in and do an audit and say, okay, here is the things that we have found, and we'll actually color code it. Red, if you have a law that you are breaking, and there might even be jail time here if you don't fix this right away. Yellow, not so bad, but it's not best practices, and you're going around it, and you're doing 12 processes to get it there, and there's only needs to be two. And then we'll code things green if they're perfect and or they're close to perfect, and maybe make some recommendations. But, you know, so that's the way we do it.
So, Jim, you got my attention with jail time when you mentioned that. Okay, so
we won't dig into that any further on your end.
But let's keep people out of jail. Okay, so talk a little bit about exactly how you work with clients to keep them in compliance with all the different law changes that you mentioned. How does that work, and how does your process work?
Yeah, when a new law is coming in place, like the new one that just started going into place until the judge on the 23rd of November put a stop to it, and I think they're going to allow the new administration to figure it out. But it was the Fair Labor Standards Act. It was a change in the law that wasn't changed for 40 years. And we found a lot of companies in non-compliance because of just labeling people exempt, don't require overtime, to a point where now with the price tag that the government said you have to be at, which is $47,476, if you don't make that number, you have to clarify them and classify them as non-exempts. So we started working with a lot of companies making that movement, but as soon as we see a law, we see that that compliance is necessary. Like the city of San Francisco put in a sick leave policy. It requires X amount of hours per year, or you must give them as sick days. So when we see these things coming up, we alert our clients, and then we get them in compliance with our systems and processes.
Knowing just a little bit about FlexHR, I understand that you guys also provide a customized HR website for different companies and their employees. Talk a little bit about that and maybe how that might be just a value add and how that's better than maybe some of your worthy competitors are doing.
Oh, yeah. When we provide the backroom HR to our clients, we give them basically a portal, which is kind of like identified as an intranet. So it is all about employment there. Anything that the employee wants and needs is right there. They go to that website to get their pay stub. Now, most companies have to tell their employees, well, you have Blue Cross Blue Shield. Go find it on the Blue Cross Blue Shield site. If you go there, it's like finding Waldo. There's 850 plans. So our website only has those two or three plans that they use, and they click in it, they could find a doctor in a network, things of that nature. If they click on a wrong plan in that website that Blue Cross Blue Shield has, they click on a wrong one because they're all letters and numbers and they all look the same. Well, you could be finding the wrong doctor, and then you go to them, and then the bill isn't paid by the insurance. So we make sure operationally in HR, we have all of those things covered. It has the employee handbook. It could do if you have training videos, it has it there. Anything
so it's
related
not just,
to employment.
It's not just your stuff. You also allow the business to then use that website?
Absolutely.
Wow.
They could post their holiday party pictures on the site. Anything. We have one company does, they go into stores and refresh store merchandising to refresh the employee on how to do it. There's a video that you go click on at night in your hotel room, review it so they know what they're doing tomorrow morning at work. So it is a very, very active site for the employees. It's great for companies. They have one employee in every city too.
Wow. So Jim, you've convinced me. Okay. So how do I get started? Walk me through that process on how a business works with you.
Sure. They call us up and say, hey, I think we need your needs. And we sit down with them, look at their company, their needs, everything else. And we then customize a program for them that fits their needs. So that's all they got to go is to our website at FlexHR.com, or give us a call. Our phone number is 770-814-4225.
So no matter if that needs a one particular project or, hey, I want the whole kit and caboodle, you guys can help.
You bet.
So you answered that question well, but I'm going to let you do it again because you convinced John and gave him the contact information. Now, in case people were listening and went, ooh, I didn't get that. One more time, Jim Suchansky from FlexHR. Jim, for the small and medium-sized businesses, both here in Gwinnett and all around the country, who want to work with FlexHR and get strategic human resources, how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. Just go to our website, www.flexhr.com, and you'll see that you can request information, info at FlexHR, or call us, 770-814-4225.
Jim, thanks for being here today.
Loved it. Thank you.
John, before we go to our next guest, I think you've got some very important information for our listeners.
I want to talk about love.
Go for it.
Love. It's what makes a Subaru. Get great, get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come in and see the difference. Are you already a Subaruist? You knew I was going to stumble over that.
You're doing great, John.
Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And there might be a way to pronounce Subaruist on that page, too.
Probably phonetically.
Phonetically, it's there, which I should have looked at before I read that piece, right?
Well, that's okay.
But so,
he was John Ray.
Yes.
And I'm Stephen Julian. And we are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios here inside the beautiful Sonesta Hotel.
Yeah.
And it is time for us to meet Rob Maffa. Rob is from Earnest Sports. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Rob, I get to ask this awesome first question. We always ask people, you know, tell us about your business. I'm going to ask you to tell me about your business, but specifically about one of the products that you let us know about that I think is one of the most mysterious names that I've ever heard. Because when you hear the product name, it doesn't tell me much about your company. So I'm going to let you unpack that. Rob, you're from Earnest Sports. Tell us about Earnest Sports and about the ES16.
So, Stephen, thanks for having me on. The ES16 is a golf launch monitor that stands for Earnest Sports as the ES. The golf launch monitor is actually designed for teaching pros, tour players, and like. With that, the best thing to say is it could be used by a teaching professional, or you can use it for in-house golf simulation. So with the ES16, you can use it in your home with a big screen, hit a ball into it, and actually play courses in your house or in your business, in a corporate setting, hotel, or even in your basement.
Okay, hold on. In-house and in-office, all I need is a big screen. Okay, all I need is a big screen. How much space do you actually need to set one of these things up?
Minimum about 10 feet wide. And okay. Only about 10 feet back is where the ball placement is. And
okay.
You physically hit the ball into an impact screen and you project a projector on it. And you can actually play the top courses around the world.
10 feet back, 10 feet wide. How high?
9 feet is minimum.
Which is standard.
Mm-hmm. And with the backswing. So you need really about 16 feet deep, 10 feet wide minimum. And that covers the backswing of the club. And you're playing Pebble Beach. And an hour later, you're playing St. Andrews and then on to Augusta.
So everybody at home who might want to buy one of these, they go get a driver, they find an open space in their house, and they swing a golf club and make sure they don't hit anything, right? And
that's
then
correct.
They do the other.
Which most
swing
avid
slowly.
Golfers do that. Most average golfers are swinging a club in their house anyway, so they pretty much have a feel if it can fit. But we offer, we couldn't find anything really good out there that fit a very cost-effective budget.
So I have to ask this right off the bat. Can you program this so my drive always lands in the fairway? That's the important question. I think that's on everyone's mind that's listening to this program.
We can.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I can make your shot straight every time.
Steven, I think we need to buy one.
Yeah. Well, we got to keep going. We got to break down. We've broken down your obstacle to buying one. Let's break down other people's obstacle. So I was going to ask, talk a little bit about, because we've focused here at the beginning of the in-home because of our terrible drives and our small houses. But talk a little bit more. We are a business-to-business radio station. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about the businesses you'd love to be in, the locations you'd love to be in. Who's an ideal client outside of the in-home market?
There's been a handful of markets that have opened up. I guess the best thing to say at first would be, how did we get here? How did we get to the golf simulation market? And that'll kind of explain where we're going. With like all great products, it comes out of necessity, comes from a void in the market. And that's kind of how Earnest Sports was found. Joe Earnest, the owner of Earnest Sports, and he's been in Peachtree Corners since 84, owned a couple of businesses, and this was his passion. He was out at Atlanta Athletic Club, hitting on the driving range, couldn't see his ball, and was frustrated. And he said, we need something that can tell me how far I'm hitting my ball with extreme accuracy. We need to be able to have an app, record it, and we need to be able to make it affordable to every golfer out there. And that's how Earnest Sports was founded. And they did that with the ES12, which was the first product. And that one starts at $200, tells you within 3 yards how far you hit your ball. It's as accurate as pretty much a $25,000 launch monitor. We check everything with lasers, so they are dead on accurate. And then that progressed into the ES14, which tells you ball speed, club head speed, smash factor, spin rate, launch angle, total, and carry distance. Works with an app, has a skills challenge, so you can really practice how far you hit it. And that has been adopted by over 25% of the teaching pros in America, plus tour players. They've put them in their bag, and the price is $550. And I think they're doing specials for like $500 through Christmas. So that one has been extremely successful. And then that went to a range product that people leave on the range to enhance the ranges, enhance their revenues. And then we jumped into the full launch monitor simulation type industry. And originally, we started just for teaching pros, avid golfers, and tour players. And the golf simulation arena came to us and said, hey, we have this software. If you give us one of your monitors, we'll take your numbers, your actual flight numbers, plug them into our monitor, and you'll actually see your true flight of the ball. A month later, we were in simulation. And that opened up to talk about where we go, like hotels, for example, the restaurants in the hotels. Put one in there, people will stay there. If they're staying in your hotel, they'll stay down there. They'll get food, beverage, kind of bring that top golf type experience to your hotel. With the golf simulation, a big piece of it for us has been the home simulation. We get a lot of doctors, we get a lot of business owners. They want to put them in their home. It doubles over as a home theater. They put them in their offices, bring clients in, sit there, talk about a business deal, play 9 holes at Pebble, and close a deal. It's something different, unique. I mean, typically you take people to lunch. Well, now you have lunch catered in your office, and in that same amount of time, you do something unique they remember you by.
So it sounds like, Rob, that what you've really done is something along the lines of Top Golf. You've taken the whole experience of golf and maybe widened it out to make it a little more appealing to a broader range of people. And obviously you're doing it inside where they play and work and live.
That's correct. And even golf courses, country clubs, they're starting to put simulation. That's been a really hot one for us. They're putting it inside and they're bringing the golfers in. You have some aging golf populations that they can't get around and walk, bad weather areas up north. It gets cold. You can't play for a handful of months. Florida gets a little warm, the Sun Belt. So they can bring people in. They can increase their food and beverage sales, keep them engaged, teach in bad weather days, and make people feel better about paying their memberships.
We've been speaking with Rob Maffa from Earnest Sports, golf simulation. So you talked about the very first product, the ES12, as low as $200. Mm-hmm. Is this, let's get to the full-blown simulator. I'm wanting to put it in my man cave. Is it a matter of getting a quote? Can you give us mm-hmm. ballpark numbers, or is it a standard, hey, most times it's just this? I mean, you impressed me with the I'm cheap. So you impressed me with the $200 starting price. So what's the simulator run?
Well, the simulator, we can tailor it numerous ways. Mm-hmm. If you get the full-blown kit, and that's turf, I mean, it looks like $1 million, like you'd put it in a commercial situation.
You said $1 million, John.
They go up to about 17, roughly, okay. Which is very affordable because this market, the least expensive model that's been out there, again, we fill the voids in the market, has been about $40,000.
Wow.
So to come in with a $17,000 price tag, and we can get them as low as about 15, we can tailor the product because some people have pieces. And we'll make it, or they don't have enough room, or, you know, we'll help design and make sure that they can get something in their budget.
In the full-blown package, how many golf courses do I have access to on the simulator?
Well, there's three different software companies. We've partnered up with the top three in the industry. And so each one offers a little bit different pieces.
So it depends on who I go with.
Yeah. The one that offers the most is they say 119,000 courses, but obviously there's not 119,000 courses in the world. But they may have... like East Lake, they may have the Thursday pin placement, Friday pin placement, Saturday and Sunday.
Nice. Those are courses. Yeah.
There's multiple for each. And there's also a course generator where people can make fantasy courses and things like that. So it's really, really neat software.
So one other question. I'm a restaurant owner, or I'm the general manager of the beautiful Sonesta Hotel here in Gwinnett, and I want to put that in my art bar restaurant. Am I also able to charge for that? And do I need to have any kind of special license or anything? I bring it in and I want to charge people to run it. What do I need to do?
Well, you just put the simulator in and you charge by the hour.
Well, there you go.
Simple as that. Just like
I try to make things more hard than they need to be.
That's
a good question.
It's really straightforward.
Yeah.
So talk about some products you have coming up, you know, gaming applications and that kind of thing. It sounds like you've got a full range of products right now, but
I was going to say, hasn't he given us enough?
I know, but he's got all sorts of stuff coming up too, right, Rob?
That's right. And when we make products, we get a lot of people that say, well, I don't want to buy it now because it may be obsolete next year. And that's not what we do. We build products that we can build on, and each one fills a different void in the market. So one that we came out with, our first product, we still sell just as many as the day we came out with it because it's just as accurate when we just add features to it, but we don't replace it. And then we start filling different needs in the market. So the new things we're going after are the range and how to enhance the range, how to enhance it for businesses and hotels, and bring a product that will compete with the bigger Topgolf type market and enhance those revenues. Golf has become it seems like it's a growing sport now and Topgolf has had a big chunk of that industry. They've really brought that kind of bowling type entertainment concept to golf, which we haven't had. With these products that we make, you know, it brings flexibility to golf where people were tired of going, where they just didn't have the attention span to spend 4 hours for a round of golf. So now with our products, you can play around whatever time you want. You can play a full round of golf in 45 minutes.
So let me be clear, though. What you're talking about is existing ranges, entertainment centers that can use your product to really create a Topgolf-like experience.
That's correct. We see gaming centers like a Dave & Buster's type place starting to, which I know they have something similar, but bringing that trend more, we've had people talking to us about having a bar-type, restaurant-type atmosphere and putting 40 simulators in there. Or taking ranges and taking existing ranges and giving them a new revenue stream that they haven't seen up till now. And same thing with country clubs, having that revenue stream where they can charge for it or they can teach from it. And then the food and beverage sales is where they really see the biggest bump in their sales, where they typically charge about $40 an hour for a simulator. The food and beverage sales are where they really get it.
So kind of going back over, you go all the way back to the first product that started Earnest Sports, which is really kind of a swing analyzer and getting information. Now, and I guess I was wondering, so I'm going to go back to the cheap product. So that $200, is that used at the range? Is that used?
Yes.
So it's a way to, I can't see where the ball goes, but I got the information because it's watching me.
Well, we all work off Doppler, our products work off Doppler radar technology. Same thing you see in the radar guns with cops. So when you set it, you can set it out on the range and you can actually hit your ball, watch your true flight of the ball. And the first product's going to give you ball speed and ball distance. So you can really learn how far you hit each club. Most people, a lot of people, do not have a clue how far they hit their clubs because they'll get with a driver and they'll hit one 280 yards and that's how far they hit their driver when in essence they really hit it about 230. They just got lucky that day. May have been downhill out in Colorado at 10,000 feet up.
With a 40 mile an hour tailwind, right?
I was going to say,
that's correct.
I know how far I can throw my club, but I don't know how far I can hit my club. So that's the first one. And then the second one, the ES-14, you gave a lot of cool names. Go through what it can do. And again, that's at the driving range. They can use it at the driving range to learn.
Or their home. You only need 10 feet. You can hit into a net in your backyard.
Okay.
And you can practice and practice learning your distances. And
what are all the cool things that it measured again?
So the 14, which is probably the most popular product we've designed and been embraced around the world. I mean, we sell these globally. That one does club head speed and ball speed. And there's a one stat called smash factor.
I like that one. That was the one I was...
Yeah. It just sounds cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But that's how efficient your swing is. Are you hitting the sweet spot on the club? And that's derived from the ball speed and club head speed.
And then does all that... And I'm assuming all of that information, if you go to the top of the line simulator, all of that is still included in when you're doing your golf simulator.
Well, the ES-16 gives about 21 data points. So it gives everything that one of these really expensive $20,000 launch monitors give with the same amount of accuracy, probably a little bit more accurate because we use a different technology with that one where we're using camera and Doppler. And Doppler's great for speed. Camera's great for actually physically watching. Like, we watch the ball. We watch the ball spin. We watch what direction it's going. I mean, we're taking pictures high speed. And then we have the Doppler for speed, giving you the most accurate, most measured data points out of any launch monitor in the market.
All right, Rob, you convinced John a long time ago, but now you've convinced me and you've convinced a lot of listeners. So for those listeners, business owners, individuals, people who want to add a revenue stream to their restaurant, mm-hmm. all those different kinds of things, tell everybody how to get a hold of you and how to get a hold of Earnest Sports.
Yeah. Again, I'm Rob Maffa with Earnest Sports. Our phone number is 770-734-0413. Our email or website is www.earnestsports.com. And our business, the other thing I didn't tell you guys, our doors are always open. We have multiple simulators in our office. We always invite people to stop by, play 18 holes, check out the technology, play around with all the different products. Love to have you guys come by and see what we do. And these are also really good gifts for Christmas at $200 price point and $500 price point. You always have those guys, you don't know what to get them, right? Mm-hmm. Or you have a corporate gift you want to give that's different than, hey, I'm going to give you, whatever they give, a bottle of wine or something. Well, here's something that they'll use every time they go to the range. They're thinking about your company. They're thinking about where it came from. It's unique.
He gave an open invitation. I'm seizing that. You and I.
Let's do it, man.
All right. And so they can come to your location, which is mm-hmm. In Norcross, correct?
That's correct. Peachtree Corners, right behind the Forum Shopping Center.
There you go. 5275 Triangle Parkway.
That's it.
Rob, thank you for being here.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Stephen, I want to talk about Fairtech.
Please do.
Thank you. Fairtech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware, or you are looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Fairtech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They are waiting for your call at 770-582-1188. Fairtech, great people, remarkable service.
Thank you, John. Our third guest here today is Lenore Graham. Lenore is with Prosperitas Financial and also, I think, kind of known as the money lady.
That is correct.
Good morning, Lenore. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How about y'all?
We're doing very well. Tell us about Prosperitas and tell us about being the money lady.
Well, I started in this business about 22 years ago, and I started kind of on the back end of the business in the death business. I worked for a funeral home. I worked for a cemetery. And a lot of people don't realize that if you don't have any kind of monies to bury your loved one, they're not going to be buried because people cannot be taken back out of the ground once they're put in. And this really hit home with me when I learned that fact, which I didn't know before. And I had a young couple of children come in. They were in their 20s. And they were trying to get their father buried in the cemetery that I worked for. And they had money coming in a lawsuit they were going to get in the future. And could we put it on time? And we promised to pay. But I had to turn them down. And that really affected me strongly in the fact that I'm really in the wrong business. I have to supply money to people who don't have money to take care of their loved ones, or people who don't have the money to leave to their children or wife or husband to bury them and have them live a life that they would like to live in the event of that loved one passing away.
So, Lenore, talk about you talked about the vulnerability of death and the cost of burial and what happens out of that, but there's some vulnerability that goes before death, right? So talk about how vulnerable families, business owners can be and what you do to address that.
Thanks very much for that question. About, I guess it's 12 years ago, I was called by somebody right here in Gwinnett County asking me to come in for an interview to sell his product. He knew nothing about the product. It was brand new in Georgia. And would I come in and see if this was something I might want to do? And that company is now called the Alliance Group. And they're now quite the large company. But when I first started, I was like the first person there. And the gentleman told me that what was part of this life insurance product were living benefits. And I'm thinking, living benefits? What in the heck are living benefits? He goes, I don't know. That's what I'm hiring you to do. Figure it out. And I said, well, I'll give it a try. You know, we'll see where it goes. So I had this product with the, quote, living benefits, but knew nothing about them, as I said. And I couldn't sell it. I would go to visit my clients, and I go, you know, I can't produce this product without knowing what it's about. And so after I went and didn't know what I was talking about, I called up the home office, which happens to be in Vermont and has been there for over 100 and some odd years. And I started asking questions. And what they would say was, well, this is new to us too, but we'll find out. And they actually called me back and they actually told me what everything was. And I said, man, this is wonderful. How can they do that? I couldn't believe them. How could they possibly give money to people when they get sick with a heart attack, cancer, stroke, any major thing, if they have problems and go insane? You can get long-term care with this policy, as well as other things it covers that are quite extensive. And I said, you know, if they're giving money away after actually the first payment the person makes on their policy, how could they possibly stay in business? I'm thinking, well, they've been in business for over 150 years. They must know something I don't know. So after a while, I said to myself, I got it. I figured it out. If they give a portion of the death benefit to people who were sick, that might prevent them from dying. So they will remain alive and continue to pay their premiums, actually at a reduced rate. And they will keep these clients, and all these clients will say, man, you know, Lenore saved my life. She sold me this policy, and if it weren't for her, I would not be here. And we actually have videos on my website that talk about and show people who have used these plans. And, you know, I say to myself, I really do a great job. I do good every day I see a client. So that's kind of my savior, because I know someday I'll be using these products as well.
So, Lenore, at Prosperitas Financial, you guys work with individuals. You also work with businesses. We are here on Gwinnett Business Radio. So talk to a little bit about the business owner. What are some of the steps business owners need to be taking to protect themselves, both for death, but also during life? What are some steps that business owners need to do?
Well, it's so funny you asked that question. I'm glad you did, because most business owners are just continually thinking about, how do I run my business? Who do I hire? How do I keep my employees? And we have a special company that works with us in many different facets. And they protect the owner in case a key person doesn't have enough value in just the policy of working with a company for that money. We do key person insurance. We help everybody with retirement planning. We can do life insurance for businesses and many, many other areas that we work with the businesses. And we do have specialists that we may bring in. We can even finance the policies for the owner if he wants to get a very, very $1 million, $2 million policy, but doesn't actually have the monies to do that. They are the experts who work with me. I can't do it all, but they can be my assistants.
Now, Lenore, talk about just following up on Stephen's question, long-term care insurance, but because there's some tax benefits, I think, for business owners, particularly for long-term care, right?
Well, since I'm not an accountant, I'm really not allowed to discuss that. But what we have built into many of the policies with some of my companies, which I do have extensive amount of companies that I work for, because one size really doesn't fit all. So let's just say that the one we're talking about now is National Life of Vermont. That's my primary. That's what brought me into this business. And they do what they say they're going to do. If they make mistakes, such as turning down a client because of health reasons, and that client tells me, well, you know, that's false. That's not me. I don't have those things. They will go and reexamine all of the decisions that they made. And if we can prove, myself and my client together, that they were incorrect, they'll change their mind, which is pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, that's good Yankee common sense, right?
Exactly.
I like it.
So you kind of started the interview by talking about death and talking about you got into insurance and annuities and helping people because you started working in a funeral home. I know you know the famous saying that there's only two certain things in life, death and taxes. So you kind of talked about death and preparing for death. How can you help individuals and businesses with taxes?
What a wonderful question. Everybody in the world wants to know, how can I actually retire tax-free? Oh, come on. You can't do that. Uncle Sam is everywhere. We know that. Well, the one of two things that are not taxable are savings through life insurance. If you overfund your life insurance, and there are limits to how much you can overfund it, believe me, the government doesn't want you to not
pay any
taxes.
They're not going
to
give you, they still keep their hands in it, but they do let you overfund. Go ahead.
And the reason is because most of these people who are politicians own these policies. So they want to get rich too. Mm-hmm. They're just human beings. And so what you can do with especially universal life plans, they are actually designed to allow you to overfund your policy, and all the monies that are extra in the policy or over the price of what you have to pay for your insurance actually gain up to 8% interest. And I mean that sincerely because I have these policies as well. You can save all this money, you can overfund, you can use the monies for your college tuition for your children. And the fact is that Uncle Sam does not know, maybe I shouldn't say this, about the fact that you have all this money in this side account that they know nothing about. So, and the reason they can't tax is because until you actually take the money out of your cash value, which is over and above what you've paid for the insurance, it's not your money. It belongs to the insurance company. That goes for annuities as well. So some people that you know who are very famous and living high on the hog, and other people have sued them for their income. I won't mention any names, but you maybe know he was a famous football star. You may realize that he's still living high on the hog because the annuity money that he may or may not be living on wasn't his until he took that money out. It belonged to the insurance company.
So we've been speaking. Oh, you wanted to ask?
Well, Lenore's been telling us some secrets here today.
this is breaking news.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need a breaking news sounder. Lenore, you've been doing this for 22 years, so I think it's fantastic that you got started in the industry when you were 19, right out of high school.
Exactly, right.
Well done. You've probably seen so many different types of situations. Can you narrow it down to maybe one story? You said, you know, your clients have said literally you've saved their lives in some respect. Can you think of a great story of one particular person you've been able to really help? And I know there's more than one. But one you can share. I mean, you gave a great. She gave some, you know, breaking news. But go ahead and tell a story of someone you were able to help.
Okay, I was able to help one of my clients who'd been my client for quite a few years, and I went back for our annual review. Of course, 1 year too late, and I was talking to him, and I said his name is Tony, and I said, Tony, do you remember what was in your plan when you got his was mortgage protection, when you got your plan? He goes, no, if I die, you know, that'll take care of things. And I said, well, did you remember about your living benefits? He goes, huh? Now, this is the problem. Most people have things, and it just goes, you know, in the back of their mind. They don't look at their policies. They never read it. So my job is to reinforce the knowledge of the client. He was about to go in for surgery on his back. He didn't know if he would live, die, what would happen to him. So I talked to him about the living benefits. And I told him that if he were not able to do two of the activities of daily living, such as you could go into a nursing home or have home health care, then you could access with doctor records monies from your policy to take care of you while you can't work and you're down and out. And so we processed that. He could not work. His doctor records came through, and he was able to get quite a substantial amount of money to take care of his home, his family, and continue to live in the lifestyle he was used to.
Well, Lenore, it is definitely obvious that you can help both individuals and businesses and business owners. For those businesses and individuals who want to get a hold of you, give the best contact information to reach you.
Okay. My email address is lenoregraham@gmail.com. My website is lenorethemoneylady.info. And my phone number is 770-654-2737. And I would be thrilled to help anybody who would need my assistance.
And Lenore, just so everybody who's listening and furiously writing that down, Lenore is spelled L-E-N-O-R-E. And John, did you look like you wanted to say one other thing.
You've got cheat notes for that.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Good for you.
It's the best way to do it in the business.
I know it. I've got them too.
So, Lenore, thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure.
I also want to give a big thank you to Rob Maffa from Earnest Sports and also Jim Sachansky from Flex HR. Just a reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of our shows on iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Gwinnett Radio X. And you can also, I know they'll want to download this show just to hear the great John Ray with the slightly above average Stephen Julian.
I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. I think they'll enjoy the three great guests we had, but I'm excited to be in this studio, the Subaru Gwinnett Studios.
This is your first time in here,
This
right?
is my first time, and these studios are beautiful, and it's great to be in the Sonesta place.
So I will say it one more time from the Subaru Gwinnett Studios inside beautiful Sonesta Hotel. For Trey, for Z, for Emmett, and for John Ray, this is Stephen Julian saying so long, and see you next time.